This is your wrestling podcast fix. New weekly episodes of Enziguri on iTunes and SoundCloud.com. Yo.
What's good?
Not much.
What's good in the hood?
This is Fran.
JCL.
And DB Ratchet.
With another episode of the Enziguri Center. Yay. Am I the only one? Fuck you.
Dude, I didn't know I had to clap along.
We don't have to, but just be a little enthusiastic.
Oh, you want me to do that right?
Enthusiastic, or as you would say, enthusiastic, or however you would say it.
Hold up. Here we go. I'm gonna... Yeah!
Oh, that was so good. You gotta do that again.
Yeah!
Oh, God, that's the good shit. We got All In this Saturday.
It's kinda cool.
Yeah.
Kinda
cool. Wait.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
I gotta say, I've never been this excited for a pay-per-view.
Because it's new. It's different. It's not owned by WWE.
Because we're going to have a pay-per-view in the U.S. or a show in the U.S. that's got a WWE-sized crowd for an indie show.
Yeah, which is a very big deal.
Like, they don't have any... Like, they have Ring of Honor, they have New Japan. They have all that crap around them. But it's not their show. It's Cody and the Young Bucks show. It's a little bit of Bullet Club.
Well, it is Bullet Club.
Bullet Club World.
So, to start this off, there's a topic that, I'm not even going to pull this up, but it's just something I remember off the top. It was, So, Kevin Owens, or Kevin Steen, he had an interview recently where he was talking about the difference between the New Japan ROH Madison Square Garden show and All In, and which one would be more impressive based on their... So, you would imagine selling out Madison Square Garden would be the bigger deal, except for the fact that it's going on around WrestleMania weekend, and so...
Wait, All In?
No.
Oh, G1 Supercard.
Yeah. And in Owens' opinion... He feels that All In is the bigger accomplishment because it's all being done on self-promotion. There's no... It's not riding on WrestleMania weekend.
Correct.
Which most independent shows, they do that, and that's when they make their big money because everybody's just all hyped up for... Because everybody's always working off of WWE's quote-unquote season schedule of, like, you know, WrestleMania being like the Super Bowl. So.
Correct. Everybody, because not a lot of people want to go to the Hall of Fame, so they put a show out then. And then you got access, they got to put a show out that time. So, people are going to go out and enjoy wrestling, you know what I mean?
But that's why All In is a bigger accomplishment.
Because it's no WWE thing around it. So, WWE's not in Chicago, are they?
No.
So, that's where they made their money. Because WWE wasn't there. If you put All In near WrestleMania.
How many of those StubHub tickets do you think actually got sold, though? Do you think it's going to be all of them?
I think they will go down price.
Wait, it's not sold out yet?
It's sold out.
Well, this is what happened. Was that they sold it out in, like, no time. But most of them were bought off the ticket brokers.
Oh, okay.
So, they still made their money. It doesn't matter to them. But how many people do you think it's going to be a full arena?
Oh, probably. I mean, everyone that I know is going. Like,
I would love to go.
I would love to.
And Chicago's a huge market anyway, so yeah. they love their wrestling just like.
If you're going to put test the waters and like with like a good card, already built up a good reputation for yourself and all that. Chicago is one of those places you want to go because that's a very heavy wrestling fan base.
It's like Chicago, New York, Philadelphia.
LA's getting there.
A little bit.
LA's kind of got their own thing going.
But I would say more towards Canada. Like, at least more like the merit. Like Montreal. Okay. Montreal.
Anywhere on the north, most northeastern areas are going to do pretty well because that's like the huge territory. Once you get down to the south, that's when you're talking about like the. Well, I guess you would say Impact Wrestling. So,
is it in Chicago, Illinois?
Yes.
Yeah.
But seriously, that card is very solid. I don't think there's not one bad match on there. I'm even excited for the Steam and ML match.
Okay.
What do you think of...
So, the highest price ticket so far on sale, let's say three tickets. For three tickets, $125.
Why didn't George go? He spent all of his money on SummerSlam.
Yeah, it's lost.
Floor seats, $420.
That's actually a very good price compared to how much floor seats for WWE big events
cost. Lower level, $350. So, upper, dude, I would just went with a lower and just pay $170 if I was in Chicago.
Are they even being, are they doing any sponsorships for it, or is it all like?
I think for the most part, it's all them, unless you count DDP Yoga.
So, if you're gonna, if we all paid, it would be $375.
We're not gonna go now. Yeah, let's just go now. Screw it. You only live once.
Let's road trip it.
Gonna get a few Ubers on the way.
Yes, yeah, let's Uber our way up.
Full packed car.
It's okay. It's all right. They're in the back. It's okay.
As long as we don't like take a wrong turn into like East St. Louis, it'll be okay.
Like, wait, was it? Wait, if you remember the National Lampoon's Vacation when they went down the wrong alley and they stole the tires, I know you watched that.
Yeah.
Was that St. Louis?
I think it was East St. Louis. And that's not even like movie based. Like, they really are shit all over there.
But all in all, like I said, I'm very excited for this match. The card looks solid all around.
Do you have the card up?
What do you think of their what do you think of the choice to have the 6-man tag as the main event?
That's the main event? I could have sworn Cody and Nick Aldis were.
No, I think when they were doing interviews about it, or maybe Cody was talking about it, he said that it only made sense because, I mean, the Young Bucks, as far as the business side, I mean, they were the most responsible as far as, like, I mean, they know their stuff a lot more than they do wrestling, honestly.
Because in the tag team six-man match, Rey Mysterio's in there.
Well, the other thing about that, though, was the fact that Cody was saying that, hold on a second, that Mysterio, when Cody was coming up in WWE, like, Mysterio helped him out a lot. Yeah. So.
It's kind of cool WWE's letting him do that.
Well, I mean, it's mostly just for finishing your obligations, right?
Yeah. But Vince could go, no, I don't want him to wrestle, like they did with
I'm pretty sure if it was completely up to Vince, he would say, no, you can't.
Yeah.
But.
No, and
legal
I bet.
Speaking, he has no choice.
He has a choice because...
Yeah, but the thing is, Ray is contractually obligated to be somewhere. You can't just back out of something just because someone doesn't want you to do it. If they paid you something to do it, you have to do it, regardless.
Oh, I totally understand what you're saying. But, that card does look good. I can't wait to see Stephen Amell wrestle.
Yeah,
because I heard so much good things about him.
I heard Cody's been praising him a lot lately. Like,
Stephen Amell's match in WWE was decent. That was with a lot less training. He's had a lot more since then.
Yeah. Plus, combine that with the fact that he already does his own stuff and stuff for his shows anyway.
Got a question. Do you think Mr. Neville will show up?
It's possible.
I don't think so.
I don't think it would be very possible.
Because he's friends
this late,
with
though.
Cody and Stephen Amell.
If he does join in, like, the best they could do is just put him in, like, the Battle Royale.
That's what I'm thinking. Because they are talking about there's a mystery guy in that.
Well, you never know. I feel like the mystery guy is going to be someone bigger. Because they already had the concept of a mystery guy long before his contract had expired by then.
If Neville goes anywhere... I mean, so... Reports have it where he's done. But then there was other reports recently saying that they could still negotiate something else.
Because
it was kind of a case of, like, his contract was frozen. It's like, we're paying you to do nothing right now. Mm-hmm. So, but the other idea, though, was that, you know, that Aries is probably thinking, hey, we really need to do this in Impact. You know.
Mm-hmm. That'd be nice. But, do you have the card up?
Yes, I do. I don't know if it's in any particular order, but I'll just go from top to bottom.
Yeah, go ahead.
First up, you got the Young Bucks and Kota Ibushi versus Rey Mysterio, Fenix, and Bandino.
That'd be awesome. The, like the Lucha versus like
the Japanese.
Kota
Ibushi is so awesome.
Kota Ibushi will make any match he's in phenomenal. Like, there's no question about that. I'm a huge fan of his. Like, when I first started getting into Japanese wrestling, he was one of my favorites, like, from the get-go.
Forgot about all that. I need to see a Meltzer driver.
No, you need to see his fucking last ride sit-out powerbomb.
I have a question. Would Meltzer say 6 stars?
Or 7? I hope he doesn't do that crap.
I hope he just doesn't say shit.
Next match we got Kenny Omega versus Pentagon Jr., another match I'm very excited for.
See, this match looks amazing.
They've never fought before, have they?
No.
Yeah, that looks like it's going to be really good.
And do you think Kenny's going to be done after this and go right to WWE?
Nah.
With all the reports saying he could be signing?
Nah.
He's not done yet.
He's nowhere near done yet because he's still the champ.
Gotcha.
Two, like, here's the thing when it comes to WWE. Like, yeah, they pay well, but you sacrifice all your creative freedom.
Sometimes you do have what you want to do. Look at Jericho.
Jericho established himself to get to that level, though.
Look at some of the other wrestlers.
Yeah, but as far as Jericho goes,
CM Punk kept what he wants.
To an extent, though. Not to the extent
Jericho had to put up with a lot of shit to get to where he's at right now.
Yeah.
So as much as some things that he can say people can disagree with, he's kind of earned his spot.
Yeah. What's next?
Next up, we got one of the first title matches they're going to have up there. The NWA World Heavyweight Championship, Nick Aldis versus Cody Rhodes.
Do you think if our boy from Smashing Pumpkins pull the trigger and have Cody win it?
Nah, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's going to be a decent match. I just feel like Cody's not going to win it right then because, like, elsewhere he's, like, vying for the IWGP United States title.
But you still...
Can they take the belt off of Aldis?
I mean...
I don't like him.
I love the... I love the back and forth they had with that to, like, goad him into even doing the match. He was like... You won it off a 53-year-old history t-shirt.
But it would be great if Cody wins, and then he'll be like his father.
Yeah,
because
his dad held the title too, right?
Correct.
Oh, that'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
You know what it is?
He can lose it in the next night back somewhere.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
Still feeling a little salty over the HOH match. Like, yes, we know that Dreamer's not going to win, but god damn, he should have.
Right?
It was that good.
Yeah.
That was the first time in a long time I enjoyed a Dreamer match. And I'm a big Dreamer fan.
I think that was the first time in a while where I was, like, kind of sad.
That Dreamer lost.
I was like, Dreamer, yes, we know that you make a career off of losing. You can win one match.
Yeah. You can win one big match and not seem like a selfish prick.
Has he won a
yes,
HOH?
Has he won a HOH?
I don't think he has.
Unless it's a tag team where the partner doesn't betray him.
That's as bad.
His partner betrays him every month.
Like, for real, who do you think is worse with that? Him or Sting? As far as his teammate just turning on him mid-match or something. I feel like Dreamer's
worse. You see, there's a lot more at stake when you turn on Sting. With Dreamer, you're just doing it because you're a jerk.
Hey, you know what would be great? If Sammy just came out and said, you don't put me in a match, boom! Okay, what's next?
Next up, we have the ROH World Title Championship. Jay Lethal versus whoever wins the Over the Budget Battle Royale winner.
That is going to be a perfect match, whoever wins. And you know the 50-man... They should just make it bigger and make it 30.
One thing that's going to be interesting with Jay Lethal coming in this is I think he's bringing back the Black Machismo gimmick.
Ooh,
Because in the go-home show for Being the Elite on YouTube, he's basically doing like this like schizophrenic thing where like his Black Machismo character is like saying, I'm going to take over. So I would love to see how that plays out by Allwin.
You know what's so great? Randy Savage said it was cool for him to do that gimmick. And, dude,
because it's like a spot-on impression.
Yeah. But he's great when he does Flair, too.
Nah, I think Macho Man is like...
No, the Flair one's good, too.
Flair is great, but I think Macho Man is where it truly shines for his impressions go.
You know what we need? We need to have Jay Lethal against Velveteen.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, with Velveteen impersonating Ric Flair. Be like, have you seen that video? That video is hilarious. Like,
whatever Jay Lethal can imitate, I can imitate better.
And you know what? He'd probably be fucking phenomenal.
Oh my gosh.
Next up.
See, I still want to see Jay Lethal in WWE. I would love to see him in NXT.
I'm surprised that he hasn't even like made like a brief run. Yeah. He seems like somebody that would have even just like...
For like a little bit.
Just done. Just,
AJ
just
Lee's because. Not there, so he's good.
Oh, that's right. They were going out, weren't they?
That's basically how AJ Lee got broken into the business.
Yeah. Broken in.
Yeah.
All right. Enough.
Time to pay your dues.
Okay. Pay your dues. All right. Grab your ankles.
All right. All right. Before you say something, you're going to regret. Next up, we got Kazuchika Okada versus Mari Skrull.
See? Right there. We know who's going to win right there.
Okada.
Mari Skrull.
The best thing about this is, again, on the show being elite, literally everyone's like, yeah, you're going to get fucked up. and then they like ask Okada about it. He's like, wait, who's Mari Skrull? Is he this like his last match before he goes 205 live? And like literally every appearance that Okada has when he like crosses path with Okada, he just goes 205 and leaves out.
Oh my gosh, wouldn't you love to see Mari Skrull versus Gallagher?
Yeah, that'll be. I really need to catch.
Book it, Vince. Shows. Book it.
I need to catch these YouTube shows.
They're hilarious. They come on every Monday, so.
And we're watching Raw. How dare them? Okay, what's next?
Next up, the Chicago Street Fight with Joey Janela and Hangman Page.
Oh, Hangman. Dude, that's like the only one I know. I don't know the other guy.
I don't really know much about Joey Janela. I heard he's pretty good. I know a little bit about Hangman Page.
Yeah, we all do. Yeah. I wanted a Hangman Page shirt, but I'm not paying wrestling tees for it.
But
I went to Hot Topic.
Oh, so much better.
Oh. I mean, I think
because they had like two for whatever. That's how I got.
Yeah, that's mostly because most Hot Topics in the mall are usually going out of business by then.
Hey, they're making good money off the wrestling tees.
Well, I mean, that's the only reason I'd be going Hot Topic, for the cool t-shirts. No one's buying fucking zipper strap pants and Green Day bucket belts and shit. Like, come on.
Dude, don't diss my Green Day like that.
That's so late 90s, early 2000.
Like, for real.
Dude, Best of Case was my favorite.
Next up, we got...
Oh, wait, wasn't like the album Dookie?
Dookie.
What's that spell? Do Dookie. You have the time?
Dookie.
Alright, what's the next one?
Next up, Stephen Amell versus Chris Daniels.
Dude, that's gonna be freaking awesome.
If there's any person you should start off with, it's definitely Chris Daniels.
Christopher Daniels is the fallen angel. He, in the 90s, he was the best indie wrestler around.
He actually was in WWE for a little bit in the 90s.
Yeah.
No one knew, though.
I really wish that even if it was like, you know what, we're gonna give you a show-by-show deal. That with AJ Styles and Samoa Joe, they go, hey, let's talk to our buddy over here.
Dude, that's an all amazing. Why they haven't brought him in? I know he's like 39 years old.
Nah, he's like in his mid to late 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah. But let him have that.
He can still go.
Let him have that last run. Make it a tag team, do whatever. Let him have that last run. Have him have a WrestleMania.
If nothing else, I'm really surprised that. Because they even had, you know, when they had Mike Quackenbush do his visits or whatever down to NXT or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that Daniels hasn't, like, you know, even just stopped. It's like, hey, guys, you know, if you need any
coaching assistants or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Dude, he's one of the best, and
he's talked about that in interviews though, where he was just like, it doesn't really concern him, or it's like, yeah, if it was going to happen, it would have been better many years ago, but now it's, you know,
it's like, who cares at this point?
Sorry, I'm pretty sure, you seen my picture on Facebook?
Sorry, I'm pretty sure he's got enough money saved in the bank anyway at this point.
Yeah, he's fine.
Have you seen my picture with him when he was in DNA? It's one of my pictures.
Before.
Next up, we got Madison Rayne versus Chelsea Green versus Britt Baker versus Tessa Blanchard.
So, are you saying this is going to be the bathroom break? No, I'm kidding.
Hell no.
Of course not. Are you serious?
I was joking. This is evolution. Come on.
Damn, dude. Are you thirsty? I didn't even notice you made that disappear.
Oh, wow.
Watch as this green tea disappears.
This green tea is brought to you by
Aldi's.
Now, this is Chelsea Green's last thing before she goes off to WWE, too, right?
Yes.
What about Madison Rayne?
Madison Rayne, too. I think she's getting signed.
I already know Tessa is, like, impact heavy right now. Yeah. So.
And I think that's... WWE was looking at her, too. And
they dropped the ball, not picking her up.
They picked up her boy. But...
Oh, that's right. Fucking Ricochet.
There you go.
Oh, so to swing the subject into something that was a little fucked up recently.
Wait, is that the last card?
Oh, no, there's still two more matches. But
oh, say it first.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Next up, we got the Briscoes versus SoCal Uncensored.
The Briscoes there?
Yep, the Briscoes.
302, baby, yeah!
And, of course, the last match is going to be the Over the Budget Battle Royale featuring Moose, Jordan Grace, Colt Cabana. That's going to be funny. Because I know CM Punk is going to be there too. Ethan Page, Rocky Romero, Brian Cage, Billy Gunn, Jimmy Jacobs, Marco Stunt, Brandon Cutler, Punish Martinez, and four to be announced wrestlers.
Okay, go back. Brian Cage. I had this little argument on Facebook about Brian Cage or Goldust. Who do you think will win?
Goldust.
Thank you.
Brian Cage or Goldust?
Yeah. And all these people are saying Brian Cage.
Just because he's big doesn't mean he's got technique.
Dude, he's winded. Every time you watch, he's always winded in his matches. And Goldust is...
Because he's a big dude. Yeah. Goldust is, like, agile, and he's got technique for days.
Yeah.
And he does DDP yoga.
Yeah.
And DDP yoga. But who would you pick?
It depends on which company it is.
Independent.
Indies?
Then definitely Goldust.
WWE.
Yeah, but Goldust also wouldn't give a fuck about losing.
True, but at the same time, again, technique always beats size.
Okay, let's Goldust's prime.
Goldust in his prime? Yeah, definitely Goldust.
Goldust in his prime? What is his prime? Because you would say now, because he's doing things now that he wasn't doing years ago.
It's true.
Goldust just doesn't age.
Goldust, dude, he does.
He's consistent. Goldust has always been consistent.
Really, he was. I always enjoyed his matches.
I think he performs better as Goldust than the Natural.
I miss Goldust and Cody as a tag team. They were amazing for a short time.
The Brotherhood?
They did that. Yeah,
they were good.
Dude, they should have just went and did normal the Rouge Brothers. That would have been cool, too. Instead of Goldust
and
Stardust.
He would have
been
Dustin for that, though.
Yeah, dude, he could have done that. But, question.
Yes.
Black House, was it Black House?
Black Rayne.
No, not Black Rayne. Black Rayne was hard. No, Blacktop Bully, maybe his name was?
Blacktop Bully.
Was that his name? Versus Dustin Rhodes and the Uncensored.
You like to bring up the worst matches in history.
Dude, or, hold up, Goldust versus Piper in the Brawl.
Goldust versus Piper was so much better, even though that was shit, too.
They're both horrible matches.
Yeah, but one you have Dustin Rhodes and Roddy Piper. The other one you have Dustin Rhodes and... Wasn't it the fucking dude from Demolition?
Yes, Smash.
Yeah. I'm sorry, and I don't dislike Smash, but Roddy Piper, Smash.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, what's next?
But I basically went through his whole card. Yet to be announced for the remaining of the roster is Chucky T, Trent Beretta, Matt Cross, and MJF.
Okay.
That's about it.
Nice. I can't wait. Oh. This Saturday? 6:30? 7?
Yeah. 6.
6? We'll all get here around 6?
6 o'clock? Oh, shit. I guess I'm taking vacation for him. Can you? 5:30. Damn. All right. I guess
just
I
use like an hour.
I don't even know if I have an hour right now.
How much UBT? Yeah.
30 hours.
Oh, you're good.
Oh, you're good. Just...
Oh, I'm good. I hate getting this low. And you're like, yeah, I had
to do it. I don't work there anymore. I'm free.
We are free!
Until you get sick and tired of this job, and you're going to be like, fuck this job.
I doubt it. This job is awesome.
Everybody says that until they get settled in.
Are you settled in yet?
Not really.
You're still like, it's not Amazon, thank you.
I'm pretty sure I would be like that if I worked at fucking Dunkin' Donuts
again. You'd be like, it's not Amazon. You'd be like, fuck this place, fuck everybody and their coffee.
Yep.
Yes, I like coffee.
So, what did you think of Jason's sensation?
That was stupid on his part. That was incredibly dumb. And if he is getting investigated like they say, he deserves it. Because that was...
Russo!
That was a stupid, boneheaded move.
Russo, when somebody says they're going to shoot up a place, it's not a fucking joke. You're a fucking dumbass.
Russo said it was a joke?
Yeah, he said, oh, he was joking. It's not a fucking joke. Look what happened down in fucking Florida.
No, exactly. He was joking. It was just a very bad joke.
Yeah.
It was just horrible.
But Vince Russo, of all people, would be one of the people that messaged him and was like, dude, you know, even Vince Russo was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
But he said, oh, he was joking. No, you don't offend the motherfucker.
Was that before or after they basically said he was joking?
I don't know.
No, it was after, because he was one of the people that messaged him on Twitter going, dude, what are you doing?
Dude, it's not funny, and it's kind of sad when...
Is this how Canadians roll?
I don't know. We met a Canadian.
Yeah.
And the dude was cool.
Okay, one cool Canadian.
He said, eh. How you doing, eh?
Bottom line is, that was really dumb on his part. That wasn't a joke to begin with. It was stupid. He shouldn't have done it in the first place.
And hopefully he gets, like...
Especially in light of recent events like you just mentioned.
And hopefully he gets, like... shitlisted and blacklisted everywhere.
He deserves it because that was stupid.
Yeah.
I
get it. Raw, you know, 9 times out of 10 is not going to be great, but I'm not going to say some crazy shit like that about
it. Was he trying to get them ratings?
He was just being stupid. That's what happens when you eat too many Tide Pods.
Oh my gosh, stupid liberals.
I will say, though, Raw is not that bad, honestly.
Raw wasn't bad this week.
It really wasn't. SmackDown was spades fucking better, but Raw was not that bad.
I enjoyed Raw this week. I don't like the whole Shield reunion kind of crap, but...
Well, I mean, they kind of
downplayed it. I was a little bit over for the whole Braun Strowman, Ziggler, and Drew.
I only caught bits and pieces of it, but one thing, I bet you know what I'm going to say.
The lies?
No.
BT?
No. Come on, you gotta know.
Well, I mean, Lars Sullivan wasn't on the fucking show.
Picks him up and goes, I'm not finished with you!
Oh, yeah. That was hilarious.
That was great. Yeah. And it's just great because he went with Ziggler and McIntyre.
The thing that...
I mean, we basically knew that was going to happen, though.
The thing that I don't like,
I do agree though with like what people were saying, where like how Braun is the fucking heel with the Money in the Bank, but he's gonna wait to cash it in or some shit, or like he's telling the guy he's gonna cash in.
No, he cashed in.
I just feel like it's such a waste to give him the Money in the Bank if he's gonna lose it like a month later like that.
This is the stupid part. This is where you can tell that they're booking on the fly, and where they eventually noticed, hey, look, it would really make sense if we had Braun versus the Shield, which really is an intriguing story in itself.
Mm.
But now they're like, oh, wait, but Roman is supposed to be the guy, and we have somebody who everybody loves over Roman Reigns.
So we have to establish that Braun is the heel.
Again.
Basically. Although, they're probably just going to pull a Shawn Michaels versus Hogan thing where after the feud's over, he goes back to being a face anyway.
You know that's what they're going to fucking
do. And they mean. Act like nothing happened. So.
Because Braun was way too fucking popular. And he was already basically a face at this point. Just
They've made some bigger dumb shit decisions than that, though. Where it's like, this guy is so over. This Becky Lynch is over. Let's make her a heel.
Yeah. Or this guy just got massively over with the crowd. Let's release him. Damian Sandow.
Dude, he's... I don't know why they released him.
But he was so shit. I'm sorry. He sucked in TNA.
Yeah.
And then what was his name in TNA?
I think it was his real fucking name. It was something very left field. I don't even fucking remember.
I gotta look this up now.
But back to Raw while Fran looks that up. Raw was... If I had to give it a numbers rating, I'm not doing a fucking stars rating, I would give it probably like a 7.
I'll get a 7.
My God, what's A-Ron Rex doing in the Impact Zone?
Oh my God, that was his name?
A-Ron Rex.
A-Ron Rex. Holy cow.
That was so much worse than when Dolph Ziggler first came around. He was like, hi, my name is Dolph Ziggler. And everybody was like, who the fuck is this guy? Why is
Dude, I enjoyed that whole skit.
But when he first unveiled his name, it was so horrible. People just got used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
It's like, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like Adolf Hitler's sidekick.
And you know what's so great about that, too? Because I'm like, damn, he's not a caddy anymore.
No. Like one of my best friends told me. He said, Dolph Ziggler will never get taken seriously. Why? Because his name is Dolph Ziggler, and his finisher is the Zigzag.
And he is wrong, because he's so over.
But he could be so much more over.
Yeah.
If he was in New Japan.
If he was anywhere else. So, Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins was pretty awesome. It was a good match.
It was easily Kevin's best match in a while.
And we got to see a stunner. It's always fun to see.
Yeah. Because Kevin does this, actually a pretty decent stunner. That moonsault spot, though, was crazy, though.
Yeah.
You know, I really enjoy the whole, I quit.
I'm going to hate it when he comes back in like 2 weeks. Because they always take angles like this.
Especially if the rumors are true that he's going to be a Paul Heyman guy when he comes back. And again, to clarify, I'm not saying I don't like Paul Heyman. I love Paul Heyman. I just feel like Kevin Owens doesn't need Paul Heyman.
Paul Heyman for anybody else besides CM Punk and Brock Lesnar
like
is
Paul Heyman with like... Cesaro. That's something.
Oh, that one. Nowhere. What about the homoerotic Paul Heyman and Ryback thing?
Oh, don't.
What about...
I'd rather deal with the super quick and super easy forgettable Curtis Axel.
But come on. You remember this. Or you probably forgot about it, but now I'm going to make you remember. When he goes... Don't worry, Paul. Nobody's going to mess with you.
I didn't forget. It's just that I tried to ignore
it. And then he gave him a kiss. And everybody was like, what the fuck?
That was so weird.
No. You know what it was? I guarantee this is what happened. The bookers, who probably cannot stand Paul Heyman or Ryback, they said, we're going to give them the gayest promo script ever. And both of them looked at it and said, you know what? We're going to roll with this. And we're going to have a big, big, huge smile on our face. Why? Because we're getting paid. We don't give a shit.
Yes. Thank you. We're getting paid.
What else? What else happened on Raw?
Trish Stratus returned.
And everybody was, oh, she looks so old. Whoever thinks she looks old, you're on drugs too. You know what? You need to be on drugs if you're not.
She looks amazing.
I think she is amazing. I love her oldness.
But I love the way you say it, though. You're like, she looks amazing for an old person.
She's not, like a couple years older than
me. She's not even, like, old. She's like, I think it's like she just turned 40 not too long ago. That's not old.
I think she's 42.
It's 42.
That's still not old.
I know, and she's a couple years older. Amazing. She's amazing.
All that yoga has literally done wonders. And she just came back from having a baby not so long ago.
I know.
That's when she needs to start, you know.
Already proved that for the most part. She still got it at that Women's Royal Rumble.
She needs to start rolling around talking about being a cougar.
Right? Oh my god.
Wait. Trish Stratus, the ultimate cougar.
Oh my god. What was Trish Stratus acting like a cougar? She'd be like the new Sable.
Oh my gosh. Question.
That would be awesome.
Dude, her and Elias were great together.
Well, that's just because Elias makes everyone
great.
You
see, if this was the Attitude Era, he'd be like, look at you, Trish. Look at you, the Grand MILF.
It was kind of funny because he's like, she's like,
I don't date 60-year-olds.
What the fuck?
It was funny. It was
and
a funny
then one. Alexa Bliss came out, hit a nice little promo on, cut a nice little promo on all of them. Because it was Ronda, Natalya, and Trish. And she could have, like, I'm trying to remember what she said. She called one Miss Overrated, Miss Overhyped, and Miss Irrelevant.
Okay. Is Lita going to be back for this pay-per-view?
Probably. They probably haven't announced it. If they're doing, like, some kind of, like, Battle Royale or something, then yeah, but...
You know who I would love to see wrestle once in the WWE? And you know how much I love her?
Who?
Sarah Del Rey.
That's possible. You know how I want to see... come back to wrestling for a little bit, especially now she's learned some new shit from her husband, Eve Torres. All that greasy Brazilian jiu-jitsu shit.
Mm. But literally, I would love to see Sarah Del Rey wrestle once on one WWE pay-per-view. You know what I mean?
It's possible.
The storyline can be, yeah. I taught you how to wrestle!
There we go. No, I'm just, no, go ahead. Go continue. I'm just waiting for your outlandish storyline.
Why?
No.
How you are.
She's a trainer down in NXT.
We gotta drop this for this news article.
Oh, there's a news article.
Did you see Tommaso Ciampa's top 10 for his PWI?
No.
This was in reference to the wrestling magazine that gave out their top 10.
Did you put him
PWI 500 top 10 according to Tommaso Ciampa? Number one, Tommaso Ciampa. Number two, the greatest sports entertainer of all time. Number three, the champ. Number four, the main event. Number five, Mr. Takeover. Number six, Psycho Killer. Number seven, Tommy Sports Entertainment.
I love that fucking name.
Number eight, Blackheart in caps. Number nine, C1-8. And number 10, photo below.
God, he is so fucking brilliant. By the way, that top 10 list on PW Insider is bullshit. First of all, how is Brock 4 on that list? Like, I get Cody. I get Kenny being 1. I get AJ being 2. I'm fine with that. Braun Strowman's on
because
there.
Because PWI is still partially, like, kayfabe related. And, yes, in the wrestling world, Brock was at the top, even though he only wrestled, like, 2 or 3 matches this year.
Because they're not going to put Brock Lesnar as number 30.
They shouldn't have put him in there at all.
He was like close to there last year.
He was
still the champ last year.
The PWI 500 don't mean shit. Okay? If it meant something,
it totally
the guys that are in that
Jericho or the Young Bucks aren't even in the top 10. It's cool that Cody made it, though.
Okay. I'll get back. When it gets up to 200, 300... it's all indie guys. And indie guys go...
It's all random.
It's random indie guys, and it's all about them kissing ass to PWI to pick. PWI just doesn't go out and watch their matches and see their matches. Nothing. That's what I fucking hate about the PW 500. There's nothing good about that magazine. It's all... So, here, Marks, read this!
Marks, you need reading material?
Yeah, and we had one. Was wow, that was awesome, nice.
It's all fake news. Oh. Well, it is. It's kayfabe news,
dude. I would love to see an all wrestling magazine out there.
One starring Vic Venom.
No, please don't. How much I love Vic Venom. sarcasm. My eyes rolled. If you, you guys can't see me, my eyes are rolling.
Anyway, on to SmackDown.
Oh, SmackDown!
SmackDown was great.
I
know I say it like every week, but SmackDown just proves that it's the better show.
Are they still running these Daniel Bryan dream matches in case he goes, you know what, fuck you, I don't leave?
No, not really.
Daniel
Bryan almost was a good match.
Yeah, but they keep running all these, like, first time ever matches. Yeah.
Because it is the first time ever.
But it's like they're just trying to make sure that by the time they're done with him in, like, you know, in 6 months' time, hey, look, there's no fresh matchups for Daniel Bryan. They ship him off to Raw.
Well, you don't
I
want
will
him.
Say, though, that opening segment with New Day and Booker...
It was alright.
...was hilarious.
It was alright.
Nah, dude, if you didn't laugh once, you don't have a sense of humor. I'm sorry.
I have a sense of humor.
Did you laugh?
No.
Then you don't have a sense of humor.
It was stupid. It's the same thing every week.
It's supposed to be stupid and silly. God,
oh,
what is with
here's
you,
a pancake.
What is with you smarts always being like, ugh, why is this so ridiculous and stupid? I want serious.
Let's do spinneroonies and see Big E going, oh, I'm a turtle.
You didn't laugh at that?
No.
Bullshit.
It's so stupid.
I fucking died at that part.
I'm staying out of this. You guys can discuss
you
this.
You kids would laugh at it.
You are such a smart.
You're just upset that I didn't think it was funny.
I'm not upset that you didn't think it's funny.
Wait,
you didn't think it was funny.
So let me get this straight. You of all people, and I'm not trying to give you shit. Actually, you know what? I take it back. Yes, I am. You have named some really mind-blowingly stupid angles where you said, I love this.
Because it's stupid. That was just pitiful.
But you just said it's stupid.
Pitiful stupid.
It's still stupid.
No, the stuff that I thought was funny was funny.
But it was stupid.
Dude, the whole Kane and Daniel Bryan thing was funny.
We're not talking about Kane and Daniel Bryan.
New Day hasn't had a funny episode.
Kane and Daniel Bryan.
Since the Time Machine episode.
Oh, you're full of shit.
Dude, Time Machine episode was the best episode.
And that was kind of stupid.
We're going to go back in time. SOS. That's funny.
You are full of crap. There's no. You know what this is? This is just you being the troll. Where everyone agrees that it was funny. You had to be the one guy who was like, you know what? Nah, I wasn't really that guy.
You're just ever, upset.
The only thing I can ever think about whenever it comes to anything Kofi related being funny, though, was, hey, Kofi, weren't you Jamaican?
No, when... Oh, wait, let me go back. When they did the interview, I thought Kofi was funny.
That was funny.
Yeah, he wore
the
hat.
What about the rap battle?
The rap battle was horrible.
Oh, you're...
What?
You're full of crap, man. I know you're full
the
of crap.
The rap battle was awesome. That was one of the best parts of their feud.
Dude, that was a horrible feud.
Okay, you're on all right.
Drugs. Your argument is totally invalid now.
How's it how? Because I have a different point of view.
It's just your point of
different
view
point of view.
Your point of
is
view.
This your is this your conservative point of view?
I'm independent, son.
You know what? I'll take conservative over independent then. Right about now.
Anyway, before we are rudely interrupted by
stupid liberals,
Snowflake over here.
I'm not a snowflake. How am I a snowflake?
I'm sorry.
I said something. You got upset. You got upset because I said it wasn't funny. Kids today, go play your video games.
Says the motherfucker who was playing Pokemon Go our whole dinner. Don't even try me, right?
I gotta catch them all.
Or I can't find my Nintendo Switch, so I'm gonna buy another one. I'm sorry, if you had an extra spare $300, you're obviously a gamer. Speaking of which, when's the last time you jumped on? I remember for a brief period of time when we were playing online and you were like, hey, Grand Theft Auto! Like,
oh, I haven't played Grand Theft Auto for a while.
Yeah, you're on the headset before and you were just like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, you were just... Because that was around the time when we kept saying that we need to start doing live streams and everything, so which we still need to do.
Yeah, I think
now you're too busy playing Pokemon and Rocket League and
I haven't played Rocket League. I haven't played a video game in a while.
Too busy Ubering. You're playing real life Crazy Taxi.
Dude, Crazy Taxi is fun.
Yeah. I got that on my phone.
Oh, really?
So what else happened on SmackDown? Did Becky, like, beat Charlotte's ass again?
Yes.
Yeah, it was actually good. Pretty good. And she was just...
It was better than the whole New Day thing.
Two different things. You can't fucking compare them.
Yes, it was a better show.
What do you mean? It was a better show.
See? Without New Day.
See?
Oh, alright, look. If you don't like New Day, that's fine.
I love Xavier Woods.
That doesn't mean you like the New Day.
You guys are horrible people.
That's like saying, do you like the Dudley Boys? Oh, yeah, I love Bubba Ray.
No.
I hate Bubba Ray.
No, you would say, do you like the Dudley Boys? Yeah, I like Spike.
Yeah, that's like definitely Spike. You.
Spike sucked. He was a good school teacher, but he sucked.
He took a good ass whooping from Sid.
Dude, him and New Jack were a great tag team. I don't know who got raped.
It was better than the Gangstanators.
Dude, the Gangstanators, what happened to Mustafa? He became a cat.
No, I'm talking about New Jack and Cronus.
Oh, duh. Oh, I'm thinking of the Gangsters.
You're thinking of the Gangsters.
Oh, I'm losing it.
I'm surprised you didn't say, oh, the Gangstanators. Yeah, whatever happened to Perry Saturn?
Whatever happened to Moppy?
Moppy started a GoFundMe.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Anyway, also, we had a...
Blue Mini?
It was like something tag team related. What was it? It was like a... It was basically like a... another tournament style, but it was like triple threat style this time.
Oh, yeah.
It was, Carl's, Gallows and Anderson, Cesaro and The Bar, sorry, and...
The Usos?
No, actually, it was the one tag team I didn't realize was fucking still with WWE, the Colognes.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Colognes were still there.
So you guys...
Who
saw
won that? Who won that?
The Bar.
Like, we knew that was going to happen.
But the fucking Colognes, though? Like...
Dude, Colognes are freaking awesome.
Yeah, but they literally have not been on TV for almost 2 years. To the point where I almost forgot.
No, you know what? That's when they got a call for this week, and they were like, by the way, guys. And they're like, son of a bitch, we were enjoying our vacation.
Son of a bitch.
I, like, think, like... Because I know one was injured for a while. And yes. I think either the other one was doing, like, a couple of house shows, and then... He just vanished, and literally everyone and their mom forgot about them.
They were talking
they
about
literally
releasing
missed the
them.
Whole tag team renaissance on SmackDown.
They were talking about they were getting a release, and they didn't get released.
That was part of the renaissance. They were gone.
Vince is not going to let the Colognes go.
Because, my God, what are the Colognes doing on the Impact Zone?
The Colognes. Nah, the Colognes are a big name. Vince is good friends with his pops.
Oh, God. I need to get some sleep. Why the hell did I just think of this? Why don't they have a finisher called the colonoscopy?
That would be the colonoscopy. Oh, God. That'll be Michael Cole's move.
Oh, my gosh. Fuck Michael Cole. So, another horrible thing happened on SmackDown. New Day and Booker T.
We just talked about that.
I know, because I'm fucking trolling him over here.
So horrible.
You're not trolling me. I'm not getting mad.
It was so horrible. You're getting upset.
It's sad that you have no sense of humor.
It was so horrible. Got to mention it twice.
Yeah.
Big time.
I thought I know
Do you not right. watch that episode again. It was a hard thing to watch.
You know what?
It was like watching TNA. Back
you like
Dixie.
TNA.
You know when what? Dixie Carter was around.
Dixie Charter?
Carter.
First of all, and when Dixie Carter was around, TNA wasn't that bad as everyone says.
Dude, it was horrible.
It was when Hogan came around.
Yeah, it was when Hogan came around. That's when everything went to shit.
The only
good thing that came out of Hogan era TNA was Joker Sting.
Joker Sting was cool. Say thank you to Heath Slater for that. Oh, wait. I said Heath Slater.
Jesus Christ.
Heath Ledger, oh my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, shit. Oh, my gosh. What happened to Heath Slater? I haven't seen him for a while, and it's crackers.
Where is Rhino, too?
Eat a cracker somewhere in the back.
You trying to get a job with Kane?
Probably.
It's like,
hey, can I work for you?
I see you're in politics. I'm in politics, too.
Hey. So, you know what else sucked on SmackDown?
Let me guess, New Day.
Nah. The New Day.
Yeah. First of all, I have to disagree, because that opening segment was just as funny as when I saw Eddie Edwards beat the shit out of Austin Aries at the end of Impact.
See, he's doing that because...
Well, why would you have an issue with that? Because you like Eddie Edwards.
I do like Eddie Edwards. See, I thought that was a great storyline.
You know what would be awesome? Seeing the American Wolves like beat the fuck out of Austin Aries.
But Davey Richards retired.
He can come back. What's he doing, firefighting?
I don't know.
Fucking Kerry Von Erich came back for a quick fight.
He's dead.
Oh, Kenny, sorry.
He came back from the dead.
All their fucking names start with K, alright?
Dude, he came back. What, from suicide? Oh, yeah, I need to tell you something. I was fucking with you. The New Day thing was funny.
I know it was. I knew you were full of crap.
Dude, I had to like make it look. I had to make it look like it's funny.
It's not that you had to make it look like it wasn't funny. It's
dude, just, I had to disagree sometimes.
I've known you long enough at this point to know when you're lying.
I can't disagree with you. Like, I had to disagree once in a while.
You disagree for the sake of disagreeing.
Because it's sometimes you need people
just
go
just to have Davey a counterpoint.
Davey Richards is not retired. He's just taking time off.
Oh, then he's gay. Okay.
Wait, who's taking time off?
Davey Richards. Yeah. Wait, you just said that your boy's gay.
Yeah, he's gay. Did you see his wife and he broke up with her? He's gay.
Okay. Yeah, because that's totally the reason.
People can break up. It happens.
Dude, I wouldn't have broke up. I would have fought for my marriage.
Okay.
No. Did he really?
Yeah, he says it's ticking off 2018.
Okay. Maybe healing up some injuries. Yeah, if I was working in TNA, I would take time off to...
So what else is going on? Let's see.
The Cat.
Who?
The Cat. What? Ernest Miller. I don't know. Don't ask me. I'm waiting for some news.
Owen Hart's widow acknowledges Hall of Fame induction.
Not what? For WWE. Not for WWE. Not for WWE.
Oh.
The pro Owen Hart was inducted earlier this year into the Luthes Hall of Fame. Here's a picture of Martha with a plaque of Owen following his induction.
See, she's trying to be a troll.
She's trying to be spiteful and petty. That's the only reason. That's a...
She's total, like, here wrestling fans, I put them in a Hall of Fame.
That's a total petty move right there.
Why is your cat looking at the wall?
Because that's what cats do.
Are you watching
former
TV?
Former referee recalls working Randy Orton versus Hulk Hogan at SummerSlam 2006.
Huh?
Why? Let's see. What, did you say that Randy put his dick in his hand or something?
Brother.
Hey, nice to see you again. I just touched my balls.
My 24-inch Viper.
Oh my god.
Former WWE referee Marty Elias.
Oh my gosh, speaking
did
of
you
Randy
say Marty Elias?
Are speaking you? Of Randy, did you see the Twitter post for Randy? Where it was his wife posting something, and I think him like responding to it or whatever, where she was just like, just dropped Randy or something off at the hospital. I love him so much. I'm gonna miss him and some blah blah blah. And then Orton replies to that, yeah, we totally like. It was basically around the lines of, yeah, we totally fucked before he went to the airport. Love you, man.
Hey, let me touch everybody's hands, man.
Orton just does not give a shit anymore. Even less of a shit now. It's so funny.
And then all the freaking liberals out there will start crying, he's saying this on his Twitter.
Okay.
No, because people are going out there saying, look at Gunn. Gunn lost his job by Disney because he made a joke.
Who?
James Gunn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but Randy didn't make a rape joke.
Orton will call people whores. It's different.
They are.
It's not talking about rapes.
But, like, he's saying, like, stupid shit, but people like to go back 50 years on somebody's Twitter.
Twitter was around 50 years ago?
No shit.
I didn't know that. Man, civil rights movement would have been a different beast if the fucking Twitter was around back in the day.
I don't know when Twitter came around.
Oh, on a side note.
Twitter?
No, this will be my
100
political question. So, there was an article on Facebook earlier where they were saying something along the lines of like, oh, Fox News says that because of what happened with the Florida shooting or whatever, that they should start doing more regulation for video games. And then it's like, well, don't they usually do that for games that have a lot of shooting involved? We're talking about Madden football here. Yes, let's regulate Madden football.
Yes, because they get concussions. Players do get concussions in the game. And they're out for a lot of days.
Wait, you said the players in the game can get concussions?
Yes.
Yes, and that will cause people to go on shooting sprees.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, dude, I was upset with my character.
Yes. Explain this?
No, I'm going to tell you. I'm playing Madden the old day. Not the new one. It was last year. And, like, I was using Wentz, and he got hit. He was out for, like, 19 games. And I wanted to go out and shoot people, but instead I played Grand Theft Auto.
All right. Let's stop before we say some really horrible fucking analogies. Let's just move
on. No. Let's go all in.
Let's not.
Continue.
And then I started playing Grand Theft Auto, and then I shot a hooker, and...
No, keep going.
I want no parts of this conversation.
Keep going. Because the longer it goes, the worse it gets.
When his head goes up, your mouth goes shut.
No, but you can keep talking.
Oh, and then I started playing the WWE 2K18, and then I beat up Lita in the game. Is she in the game? I don't know. I'm just making shit up.
Don't look at me. I'm not a part of this. Just on my phone now.
Okay, so according to DB Richards, this is why we need more video game regulation. But then what would you do?
What would I do?
You'd start running people over, Ubering.
No, I just want to hit people with chairs over the head so they can have concussions too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you sure you don't have any?
No, I don't have any. Dude, it's all bullshit. Dude, the regulation shit is stupid. It's a video game.
Yeah. But that comes
it's from not real life. The person didn't die. It's a computer chip.
That comes from Fox News, and they're the legitimate source
that's
of
not,
news.
That's not... Dude, CNN was talking about that shit, too.
I can look this up right now.
Yeah, look it up. CNN talking about video games.
No. Okay.
Okay. On. They blamed Trump.
No, they actually didn't. They were saying how the shooter was calling people Trump tards. So that's kind of fucked up, you know.
Yeah. So he was a stupid crybaby that lost the match in Madden because.
I guess I better enjoy Fortnite while it lasts.
It's weird, though.
Dude, what? You're going to run around with
it's
axe?
It's weird, though, because apparently he was the champ for last year's Madden tournament.
But you're so sensitive.
He thinks it's real.
It's real to me, damn it! Whatever happened to that guy?
I don't know. I guess I'll have to Google search.
Yeah, we should
Google search is fake news.
Oh. No, that's the Trump. I don't want to talk about Trump. Let's talk about wrestling.
Thank you. But he is part of wrestling. He's in the WWE Hall of Fame.
He took
a Stone Cold Stunner.
He is our Hall of Famer.
That's actually one of the reasons why, as much as people be like, I don't want The Rock to run. It's like, no, he needs to run so that we can have two U.S. presidents that were stunned.
Yeah.
That would be so awesome.
Only if The Rock goes in as a Hall of Famer, I'll go for it.
He's Hall of Fame before Hall of Fame even, like, calls for him.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm waiting for him to get
it's
Hall of Fame.
It's just when he has the fucking window between all the goddamn movies he does.
It'd be nice if Jesse Ventura can run.
I did hear that they're trying to see if they can get The Rock for SmackDown 1000, though.
Ooh.
Considering that, you know, the term SmackDown comes from The Rock.
You think he's gonna win the Rumble?
Nah.
Why would he need to win the Rumble?
So he could put over Roman Reigns.
The only reason he's winning the Rumble is he's basing a movie off of it.
The Royal Rumble?
Let's be real. That's literally the only way we can get Rock anywhere close to wrestling, if he's doing a movie for it.
Okay, the only way I would like to see him win the Rumble if he dresses up as Black Adam.
He's not doing that movie no more.
I want to see The Rock wrestle again.
Well, he's...
No,
he's,
we need to see him wrestle again, because you remember at WrestleMania, like, with his matches against Cena, why it was so amusing, right? Because after the match was over, he was so blown up, he looked like he was going to shit himself.
I mean, he doesn't do all that. And he doesn't really do his own stunts. He does, like, some of them, but he doesn't do all
of them. Oh, my God, we're not going to...
I think the most stunts I've ever seen him do was The Rock bottom in Fast and Furious.
But he used to wrestle. He can do his own stunts.
Well, he's older now.
And how old is he?
He's like 46, almost 50.
Probably 46, 47.
Yeah.
He was born in 72, so... Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, he's doing Jumanji too.
Well, of course. First Jumanji. One's great.
What's that?
Jumanji.
They're talking about Big Trouble in Little China.
Is it true that they were going to do a Scarface remake?
I heard that.
Denzel Washington.
That sounds so stupid.
Why not?
Denzel Washington's awesome.
Denzel Washington's amazing.
Why can't you get a guy that's Spanish?
Why do you have to get a guy that's Spanish?
Because he's a Spanish guy.
Tony Montana's not Spanish. He's Cuban,
it's still Spanish.
It's not
Cuban Spanish.
They speak the same language.
So
maybe Denzel can play and adopt somebody who's adopted into a Cuban family.
But he can't be.
Denzel is a great actor. He'll
I love Denzel. Don't get me wrong. I love the man.
So why can't he be Tony Montana?
Because it's... I hated...
Okay, here's a question. To shift back into wrestling. So, who in the world of Hollywood, who you would imagine would probably be completely horrible as far as anything wrestling related, who would be like the surprise where it's like, you know what, that actually wasn't too bad?
David Arquette.
I like David Arquette.
David Arquette's been doing more with wrestling lately. Why? Can anybody explain this?
He's been doing house shows somewhere, apparently.
Yeah.
And his finisher is the diamond cutter.
That is awesome. He's like, you know what? I gotta pay my dues now because I want the... It's so funny, though, like, when he talks about that, because of the fact of, like, how big of a wrestling fan Arquette is, where he was, like...
I remember they did a... Like, recently they did an interview with him because he was at TakeOver, and they did, like, a little backstage interview him. And they were like, in the description for him was the former World Heavyweight Champion talks about going one-on-one with Brock Lesnar. I couldn't stop laughing.
You know,
but the best thing about David Arquette, though, was that he got it. He understands, but at the same time, he was like, yeah, I know I totally did not deserve winning the belt. It was just part of a storyline.
Dude, we need to sit down and watch Ready to Rumble one day.
Maybe if my head could deal with it.
Dude, it's still a great movie. You know the movie's out of print,
right?
It was
stupid.
No shit. Still was good.
No.
That's just you saying it was good.
It wasn't great. It wasn't Oscar.
Who was the king, whatever his name was?
That was Oliver Pratt.
Yeah, what was his name in the movie again?
King...
The movie's so great. Can't remember the main guy's name.
No, his last name is King.
Because we all remember Ernest Miller.
Yeah, Ernest Miller, yeah. What was his character's name in The Wrestler?
Oh my God, what's wrong with us? Man, we suck. We're horrible like Brock Hester Owens.
Dude, because I haven't...
You know what we are? We're like Jim Ross after he forgets everything. He's just like, you know, I'm just going to keep going.
I'm
going
to call him Christian, but it's Chris Jericho in the ring.
What was that one promo that, it was... You remember this episode of Raw where Jim Ross is doing the announcing, and he says, like, oh, so-and-so's in the ring, and Triple H is doing commentary, too, and, like, the guy that he said, so-and-so's in the ring, it was completely wrong, and Triple H was like, yeah, so's this person. He was like, oh, yeah, my bad.
I think Coach did
right,
that, too.
I was right time. With the last name. It is King. It's Jimmy King!
Yes.
Back to what you were saying. Coach did that, too. Because I remember it was a match with Rhino. No, it was like a match with somebody. I think it was like Bo Dallas or somebody. And he was like, oh no, Ryan's going to the top rope. And he was like, and Cole and Corey was like, Rhino? What are you talking about? It's Bo Dallas.
Yeah, it's hard to... Yeah, sorry. We got them mixed up. They look the same.
They do not look the same.
Well, Corey and Coach, you know.
Yeah.
But I still thought it was funny when they messed up with the person's name in the ring. There's Billy Joel in the ring. Who?
When has that ever happened?
I don't know. I do it all the time.
Well, that's you, Mr. Ratchet. And was it Naomi?
Ratchet?
No. It's Naomi.
Naomi. Yeah. That's right. I'm sorry. Naomi.
But I know her name is Naomi.
King Ratchet. Is that his name? Is that his name in Fire Pro? That's his fictional name.
Because they can't use that name.
Dude, you need to come up with the fictional Fire Pro names.
Okay.
Who else is there? Oh yeah, Naomi. That is one. Naomi. No, you used to say Nomi.
Nomi. I did Nomi just because it's a joke. I know I was.
I think you fucked up at first, and you were like, "Hey, that was kind of cool."
Nomi. And then you got stung.
Stung? You just came up with that one. I never remember that. You see the Scott Steiner t-shirt? The one that says, like, Einsteiner?
Einsteiner. Dude, he... Like, his... Like, he was on the phone when I met the Steiner brothers. Rick was cool. Scott was a douche. But I heard Scott is a nice guy.
Yeah.
When is a chick there?
What's going on? Well, it depends on when you meet them. Because what you got to understand, you got a 25% chance of meeting one a good dick. But then...
The Wendy Switter.
But then when you go to Comic-Con and they pay him well, then that 25 becomes a 33rd and a third chance. And then you got to cross in the other guys that he's probably friends with. And so... And Kurt Angle's there too, probably. So that definitely becomes 66.7. And then you gotta put into also that he's a genetic freak. So then that 66 becomes 85.24.
Why? Dude, that is the best thing I heard all day. That was better than the whole Booker T thing on SmackDown.
Oh, here we go.
What's going on?
Was it Fran that showed me the Wendy's fucking Twitter post where they basically parodied Scott Steiner's whole promo? Shit was hilarious.
Why is my...
Well, what's going on? Did you change the password?
Fuck.
I don't know what that is. What is it?
Oh, wait.
So, I got a story.
There it goes. Oh, and a big set of titties.
Oh.
Oh, okay, so,
what's going on?
I'm looking this up. Where is this at?
Now you got me thinking, what the heck is going on?
Put something up right now. Go ahead, keep talking.
So, a friend of mine sent me a message today. He was like, the first thing he wrote, 26 years ago today. And I'm like, what happened? Because it's 26 years ago, you know what I mean? I'm not going to remember what the heck he was talking about. Then, like, he told me to look it up. I was working, so I was not touching my phone for a while. Then around lunchtime, I went around 1 o'clock, looked at my phone, and a text back saying SummerSlam 92. And I put down, sorry, I'm at work, and blah, blah, blah. And that was a fun summer. That was a fun summer for me. That was the summer of 92, where we played release, street hockey, basketball. Release is like Cops and Robbers or whatever name you guys named it when you're a kid. Did you have played nothing like that?
No, we just called it tag.
No, it wasn't tag.
I got the
It was like capture the person on the other team. And when you capture everybody, they
go tag.
No, it's not freeze tag.
It's not like freeze tag. Anyway, what do you got, Fran?
Wait. Hold up. I'm not done my story yet. Let me finish. You know? So, me and my friend, the other friend, not the one that texted me, we ran in the backyard, hid back there, so we went in the house to watch SummerSlam 92 on Fuzz. Do you remember those days when you watched wrestling on Fuzz?
I didn't watch wrestling on Fuzz. I watched porn. I mean, wrestling was your porn, so it's cool.
Okay, there's kids out there listening to us, and you're talking about
Kids that really? Listen to us.
There's kids that listen to us.
Yeah. Really? Right, kids? You're
like, am I talking to you the guy that just went into unnecessarily explicit detail about watching something and then shooting people on a game and then virtually beating the shit out of a woman?
So let's talk about this.
Dude, it was just me being Jason. Okay. It's a video game.
You know, they say that all burgers are created equal, but you look at a Baconator and you look at frozen beef and you can see that statement is not true.
Yes,
see,
it is not true.
Normally, if you go in on a cheeseburger, you got a 50-50 chance of winning. But WEV got never frozen
was that
beef.
Jackson?
This is a Wendy's Twitter.
So you got a 25% at best. At beat us. Then you add Junior Bacon Cheeseburger to the mix. Your chances of winning drastic go down. See the drive-thru at lunchtime? You got a 33 1/3 chance of winning Duck Burger Week. We got a 66 2/3 chance of winning. Because the king knows he can't beat us and he's not even gonna try. So frozen beef, you take your 33 1/3 chance, minus our 25% chance, and you got an 8 1/3 chance of winning at lunchtime. But then you take our 75% chance of winning if we was to go in on one, and then add 66 2/3%, we got 141 2/3 chance of winning at lunch. See, Joe, the numbers don't lie, and they spell deliciousness for you at lunchtime.
God.
Wow.
I don't care what anyone says. That Scott Steiner promo is the greatest promo ever created.
Hold on a second. I got to call this person back, because I keep promising him that he's going to say hello, and I got to ask him why he's not going to be at All In.
Oh, let's get him on.
The spot.
Let's do this.
All right.
Let's do this. What's his name?
His name is Mark.
Oh, this is gonna be fun. How do you know Mark?
I used to be fed with him.
Oh.
Yo. Hello.
Oh, hold on.
Hold on. We're on the air.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
How's it going?
I told you I would call you, so I'm calling you now. Because you were calling in the middle of a Scott Steiner Wendy's promo.
Oh. A Scott Steiner promo.
So we got a question for you.
Okay, what's up?
So he's telling me, I'm DB Richards. Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, what's up, man?
He's telling me you live in Chicago. Why aren't you going All In?
Because it's sold out in 30 minutes.
Dude, I saw some tickets.
Okay, to be completely honest, this isn't going to sell out. I'll just buy it later Sunday afternoon, like 5 o'clock. I think it went on sale at like 3:30. I'm sitting having a barbecue with the family, and I'm like, you know, I'm gonna go online and buy the tickets. No. If the website says nothing's working, I go on StubHub, it's like, oh, $2,000 for one ticket. Like, no, that's not going to happen. I'm not going to freaking spend $2,000 on a freaking ticket.
But don't you want to spend $2,000 to see Cody Rhodes versus Nick Aldis?
Oh, yeah. Nick Aldis? Oh, man. I mean, it took me a minute to figure out who the hell he was. thank the Lord. Thank God Billy Corgan was smart enough to actually, like, put YouTube videos on. I'm like, who the hell is Nick Aldis?
It's Magnus.
And then I'm like, what? Yes, but I didn't know it was Magnus. He didn't look the same.
I just called him Mickey James' husband.
Yeah. I was like, what the hell? I'm like, I didn't even know when this happened. I was like, I heard about the whole Billy Corgan buying the NWA stuff. And of course, Jim Cornette's like crapping all over it. But then again, what does Jim Cornette not crap on? And then, you know, so then like when they were saying, you know, Cody's going to face Nick Aldis, I'm like, who the fuck is Nick Aldis? I'm looking at him, like, he's doing his hair different, and I'm like, my brother's like, oh, that's Magnus. I'm like, what?
Who the fuck is Magnus?
Like, the guy from TNA? Like, I thought he was still in TNA. Then again, who the hell knows what's going on with TNA? But, yeah, I was so hyped up over it, I just didn't think that they were going to sell out whatsoever. I was like, there's no effing way. Why would they sell out? I mean, I don't know. I just didn't think it was that big of a deal.
Mark,
apparently YouTube and everything like that works.
So, Mark, if you wait the last minute for the tickets, it will go down because the people that bought them are going to try to sell them for less than none.
Yeah, so instead of $2,000, we're paying $1,500. Congrats.
You're awesome. Such a no, deal. Because our friend George goes to wrestling shows.
George does not count.
No, no, no. He finds cheap tickets every time. Last minute stuff, and he goes to it. So I will try last minute.
Like, you can go, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I know you could probably. I live, like, 10 minutes from the Sears Center.
Okay.
So, like, theoretically, I could walk to the Sears Center, and there'll be some hobo looking dude that'll be like, hey, want to buy a ticket? Here you go.
But he might be a cop.
Hey, Michael George.
Exactly. I don't really want to deal with anybody that's like, I don't really have time to get in trouble and shit. Like, you know, maybe like 10 years ago I could, but not now. Like, now it's not really, it's not a good idea. But, yeah, I mean, like, I really wanted to go. I didn't think it was like that big of a deal. I really didn't. I was just like, oh, it's just another wrestling bullshit thing.
I think it's worth to watch it on pay-per-view, but I don't think I would like to go see it.
You know how you should have known that it was going to be a big deal? Because every single time I see a picture of you on Facebook, you're always wearing a Bullet Club shirt or a hat.
You know why? Okay. You know, like, I had the stroke and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So, when I was in the hospital, my brother was like, I guess it was when the Bucks and everybody got the deal with... with Hot Topic, my younger brother went and bought all the stupid t-shirts, and I don't know, he just kept bringing them to me when I was in the hospital. So I think I have like, I don't know, 4 or 5 Bullet Club shirts just because he hooked me up with it.
That's a good brother.
It's a good brother.
I would have, you know, like I had no issues with getting one, you know, like one would be fine. I didn't necessarily need 50 of them, but it's fine, you know. I'm not gonna complain.
You're like, damn, I just got an entire wardrobe over here.
Yeah, just give me the whole Bullet Club and
it's
entire.
Fine. I'm not gonna cry. Like, hey, you know, it's a free t-shirt. That, you know, any way you look at it, they're like $20 damn. So
yeah, I mean, sure, for Bullet Club members, I didn't even know existed.
But you know what? When I didn't know the Bullet Club existed till I was hospitalized. And then this was back in October. So like, I mean, hold on, I did know the Bullet Club existed because of Finn Balor and all that bullshit, right? But I wasn't really into it. I didn't even know. I would tell you, I would say Jericho is the one that turned me on to.
I didn't know anything that was going on over there until literally.
What just happened?
Jericho. And then when Kenny Omega versus Jericho happened, it was like.
Oh. Cut to like a TV clip.
I had to go like on YouTube.
I'm not sure what happened to the audio, but it sounded like you went from like speaker to regular.
Watch this stuff. This is cool.
Hey, listen.
You know, that was the only reason why. It really thanks to Jericho, and I would go on the stupid cruise, but.
You know. I was talking about the cruise.
Are you dumping the body somewhere?
Can you?
What just happened? We lost you for 5 minutes.
Now? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, like switches on me all the time.
Okay. Hey, you sound like the guy from that commercial. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
There we go.
But yeah, well, I was thinking about the whole Jericho cruise. I was thinking about going on it, but because my wife was like, "All right, let's do it." But then when I saw like the cheapest ticket was like $700 a person, I was like, "Yeah, no, it's okay."
So, is your wife into wrestling?
Is what?
Is your wife into wrestling?
She used to be. She was into wrestling when I took her to WrestleMania. I don't know which one was in Chicago. There's two of them that were in
Chicago.
Here's the important question.
Is she a Roman Reigns fan?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Yes!
No, she does think he's cute. All right. But,
well, most women.
She was more of a Shawn Michaels fan. I took her to the WrestleMania when Shawn was facing Vince.
Oh, wow.
Was that the God...
No, it wasn't.
She loved Edge.
Okay.
But when Shawn retired, that was like her watching less of it. And then when Edge retired, it was like she turned it off.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, like that was it.
She won't
was more of like an Edge head and everything.
So who in wrestling would be like the Edge heel? I won't even say Tommaso. I bet she would like Tommaso Ciampa.
I think the guy that's like Edge. I don't think there is. There's nobody out there.
There's really nobody out there. Like, I don't think Tommaso's like Edge.
He gets.
Tommaso's like really fucking ugly. Like.
but he gets the heel heat like Edge does.
Is it really heel heat though, or is it just that everybody's like, Tommaso's a real bad guy. Oh my gosh, he's such a real bad guy.
No, Tommaso's
like really.
Tommaso's awesome.
Really, I don't know.
This guy's
funny. I think it's like very that whole Tommaso versus Gargano thing is extremely overhyped. Like, I don't think it's that good. It's not that bad. It's interesting. It's way more interesting than anything on Raw or SmackDown because of course, what to do with, you know, the Shield at all.
Okay, here's a question though. Do you follow any of Tommaso's stuff on Twitter?
Sometimes. I see like the snooty shit that he says.
His shit is fucking hilarious.
It's hilarious, yeah. No, it's funny.
Like the part where
your children something.
Like the part when he wanted to spoil the Infinity War. That pissed off so many people.
Yes, yeah, no, that was cool. I have no issues with that. Like, I think that's pretty dope.
Or actually, what was the other JCL? What was the other one that you were saying where he was like, you know, what are you guys talking about me being called up? Like NXT, this is the end all.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, no. He's just being like, I don't know. He's just being a smartass, which is cool. Like, I have no issues with that. I just like when everybody goes like, it's such a great program. It's like, all right, well, Gargano's been losing like ever since
whatever happened to the whole thing with Aleister Black has kind of lost some of his charm.
Oh, I'm getting away from this. I'm still at work. Yeah. Can I say that one more time?
I think that Gargano's lost some of his charm ever since the whole Aleister Black deal.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought the whole DIY breakup thing was cool, and then you got back at him, which is fine, and then... Like, now it's like one too many matches already for him.
Well, everybody was...
Like, I don't get what they're trying to do.
Well, everybody was just riding high off of Gargano because of his, like, amazing match he had with Almas.
Right. Well, yeah, but you know what? The Almas is boring as hell. Like, I don't, he's just boring. Like, there's nothing in Almas that I was like, why did they even call him up? I mean, just to have a Mexican on the show? Like, is that realistically all they want? I mean, he's got to, like, Vince has got to, like, have, like, you know, an ethnicity you know, per group or whatever. Because like, person per ethnic group to be on the show. So, like, we ran out.
No, because that's what Vince McMahon wants. He's like, you know what, we need a guy to fill Alberto Del Rio's role. And Del Rio was a... He was the guy that was like, why are they doing so much with him? He's good, but not in WWE.
He's not that good.
No, he is good, just not in WWE.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, they're just trying. Sometimes when they try too hard, it really just backfires, in my opinion. Like, I think,
like the whole Becky Lynch storyline.
Well, I mean, the Roman Brock thing, right? That's backfired in a half. I mean, okay. Like, it was so fun that they had the Shield come back together on Monday or whatever, like a week ago. And then they were all in their fucking get-ups and everything, and it's like, all right, cool, they're going to be badasses. And then a week later, they're not doing it anymore.
Yep.
Or they're coming in separately. Like, really?
Just the t-shirts.
We went from, like, Sierra Hotel, blah, 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 to let's have everybody's song play, and now we're like, come on. Like, this, like I don't know. Like, sometimes...
Because Vince is already bored of a... of a muscular Dean Ambrose. He's like, you know what, you just don't do it for me anymore.
Just give him the juice. He needs a little more juice. That's what he does.
That's why he was gone for so long. He was like, you know what, bulk up a little bit. I want you to look like your Shield buddies.
Yeah. But even though he's like taller than his Shield buddies, and he has to slouch in order to be like shorter than them. But I don't know. Like, it's just, Raw is like stupid. I really enjoy the Samoa Joe, AJ Styles thing. I just don't understand why or what happened with the club, why they stopped hanging out together on SmackDown. I thought that would be like a nice natural. Although, let me rewind. Why in the hell did they start making the Bullet Club and then moving Gallows and Anderson like 2 weeks later? I don't understand. Because WWE, I don't know if you guys recall before, I think WrestleMania even happened, it was like they were doing the whole Balor Club crap, and they were all together, and then all of a sudden, like, 2 weeks went by, and they weren't even anywhere near them. Well, like, I didn't understand why they shit on it.
Well, this was the whole deal, was when Gallows, Anderson, Nakamura, and Styles all got called up or whatever, Styles was basically like, I want you guys to sign these two also. They had no intention until Styles basically pushed for it.
Right.
So that's all that was. And it was like, oh, we got to make them look relevant for a couple of weeks. Okay, now they're AJ. You know what? Their best role was being AJ's buddies, because that whole thing about beating up John Cena was hilarious.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, and then he goes there for like 2 seconds and same thing, and then they just kind of stop hanging out again.
Yeah.
Like, I think what it is like, I wish AJ was a heel. I think I wish it was the roles were reversed. Like, I'm not really happy with him as, like, as a face. He was so much... They're all better when they're heels, aren't they? I don't know how else to explain it. They just... Most of these guys are better when they're heels. Like, I have no issues with Samoa Joe. I think he's doing awesome. Especially with the promos. It's like, wow. Like, he's such a natural. Like, even you know that it's, like, written for him. But... It's like, he's such a natural. It's like, it just rolls off the tongue for him easy.
You know somebody's
and
good?
Even the Kevin Owens stuff has been pissing me off. Because it's like, wait a minute, how do you, like, have this guy who's a former Universal Champion and then he's just being, like, a job? He's being Mick Foley to frickin' Braun.
No, it was,
what the hell is that?
Was Samoa Joe, though, you know somebody's good and they basically force Brock Lesnar to look like he cares a little more.
Yeah. Oh, but Brock just throws money in his face and he'll care. But, he's not bad.
Well, no, but
he's really not bad. But like, I don't understand where these like when I'm reading like comments on anything, it's like, effing Brock. Brock is really good. Yes. Has he gotten in a way? Is he lazy because he does 16 suplexes in a row? Okay, fine. But have you seen him sell? He sells better than half the freaking roster.
That's true.
Like, he sells better than half the freaking roster. He takes like a punch and he's like flailing his arms up in the air. He's like he's acting like Shawn fucking Michaels.
Yo, he looks like when he fights in UFC.
Yeah.
Say that one more time.
It's like when he fights in UFC. He sells like that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's like, man, it's like, he's really good. Like, he's really good at what he does.
As long as, like, as long as Braun Strowman doesn't knee him in the head.
Right. Oh, well, well, he got a receipt for it, didn't he? So.
Yeah, but then Strowman was like, yeah, I deserved it.
So probably. Did you see the list of PWI 500?
The what? 900? What?
The PWI 500.
No, I haven't looked at that at all in a long time. In a long time. Because, like, I just, you know what? I'm, like, annoyed, like, with guys like Meltzer.
We just...
It's just really annoying.
As far as the PWI goes, we just need to know where Mark Haskins is.
Mark Haskins? Where is he? Yeah. I just talked to him a little bit on Messenger, like, a day ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try not to be like a freaking, like a, you know, like a goofball or anything. But
I totally wanted to, like, cut a promo on him during the Progress show, and I was like, I can't do this. I mean, it was cool. It was cool talking to him briefly, and we mentioned a couple of things. He actually, like, he mentioned that when he did the the Pro Wrestling Guerrilla show out in L.A. that he saw one of our other RP buddies out there, so.
Oh, no shit.
So he's like, yeah, just going on a world tour now.
Well, he's the one, I just, you know, I even messaged him because I actually had his message still saved on my Facebook. And I looked at it and it was like a message that I got from here. Oh, I asked him like 10 years ago or like 2008, 2009, I think it was.
Yeah.
It's the last message that I had with him. And I'm like, do I know you? And he's like, oh, I'm Sean Taylor from the XWF. And I'm like, oh, hey, what's up, dude? And I'm like, wow, you actually are doing this, and you're not as fake as we are. Oh, that's cool. But that was the one and only time I talked to him before. And then I saw him online. I saw, you know, because now you have the little, you know, green dot or whatever, so you know if they're online or not. And I was like, hey, I'm like, I heard you saw Fran or whatever. He's like, yeah, I did, blah, blah, blah. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty neat.
Yeah, he had a pretty good match. His wife was pretty cool too. So,
Mark, what's your all time favorite wrestler?
All time favorite wrestler? Brian Pillman.
Oh, that's nice.
I was about to say, yeah, that's a given.
That's a good one. What is your favorite right now?
1,000 messages when I don't need to be getting messages. Alright, well, all-time favorite wrestler is probably Brian Pillman.
Okay, what about...
Favorite currently.
Current?
Ambrose, probably.
Hell yes.
I'd say Ambrose right now, even though I don't know if I really like his whole shtick or whatever. With him being quiet.
He needs to stop doing the wacky line.
See, the thing is, they were setting up for...
Yes. Thing Give me goes... 1 second, guys. Alright, hold on.
Okay. So they revealed the whole roster.
2K19. They're revealing it tomorrow, I think.
Oh, tomorrow?
2K19.
Oh. Can we just come back tomorrow and just announce them all?
I'm not buying it. Velveteen's not in it.
Dude. It'll be part of a DLC.
It's not the same.
It's the same.
Create one where he's got the tights to say, call me up, Vince.
It's not the same.
Oh, yes, it is.
I can't have his theme song. I can't have the game.
What if you could do that in Fire Pro? Would you get it?
Yes.
His theme music and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
I'm gonna make a video on YouTube and do that shit. Just edit it in because I got the PC version, so I can just mod it.
And then send it him?
Yeah. And he's gonna be like, it's not the same. Fucking PC mods.
So, what was his E-Fed name?
Mark Adkins. He was doing TVMA before Mr. Anderson.
Oh, really?
We were laughing about that, too. Because it was like when Mr.
Anderson... It was TVMA, It was Mark Adkins.
Oh, yeah. So, we were talking about the many... we got to cut this soon, but... The many amusing coincidences having to do with the world of wrestling when it comes to creative E-Fed writing was the whole...
Right.
Said, yeah, you remember when Mr. Anderson and TNA started doing that whole shit? That pissed you off so much. You were like, dude, I was doing this like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly what I was saying. I was writing that stuff 10 years ago. even the whole TVMA thing, I was like, oh, come on, really? I mean, whatever, but I think when the Undertaker did something with him showing up on the TV screen and stuff like that, I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
I was writing that too, like months or a year before that even happened. I was like, oh no shit. I'm like, what the hell, you know?
I can almost guarantee that Broken Matt Hardy was an E-Fed idea. There ain't no fucking way at all that he came up with that shit on his own, even with the whole like Omega stuff.
But remember who did we have? We had a Matt that had the whole Mattitude thing too, before Mattitude even happened. Remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was like
we had a guy like that.
Yeah, so but you always gotta wonder with that though, as far as like the creative writings and everything goes, because you know that they have to get some of their, you know, they probably like look up ideas and go, ain't nobody gonna like recognize this shit, or they'll just say it's a coincidence.
It's an E-Fed.
It could be a coincidence. Okay, well, you know what? I have a cousin who's friends. I gotta bug him a little more, but he's friends with a former WWE writer from like 2000 and something, like early 2000s. So I've been talking to him. I've been telling him to see if I could talk to him. I can ask him some questions if you guys will have anything that I can come up with.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
But I'll find out for you. But yeah, like maybe. I mean, you gotta like find information or like angles or whatever from anywhere or any source that you possibly can.
Yeah.
Just to like be interesting.
Anything that could spawn interest,
yeah.
We gotta cut this short so we can get to our like promotional stuff and then hop off. But yeah, it was good hearing from you, man. We'll catch up soon.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Nice to meet you guys too.
Come on to Instagram anytime.
I'll have to try to make a point of actually like making those calls. I saw when you tried to call and I was like, son of a bitch, I gotta call you back.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thanks, Mike. But yeah, thank you so much for giving me a buzz up and everything. So, like I said, let me find out from him if I can talk to that guy that my cousin was friends with. And he's, like I said, he's a former writer. I don't know what year exactly. I think it was like 02 or 05.
Oh, that was around. That was a good time too. That was a really interesting time.
So I'll try to get a hold of that guy, and if you guys have any questions or something, I'll definitely throw some stuff at him. But let me like mingle with him a little.
Okay. All right, sounds good. All right, man, we'll catch up soon.
All right, man. You guys have a good one.
You too. Bye.
All right, bye.
That was fun.
Let's see. We got
I really wish I was watching TakeOver tonight. I mean, NXT tonight.
Okay.
Ricochet and Pete Dunne tag teamed up against Adam Cole and Roderick Strong.
That might be a good one.
If they got any replays. So for our plugs, we got... Spit them out. Come on.
Wrestle Cave.
There we go.
Colton Cave.
When are we going to get Wrestle Cave on here?
We will one day. We got to figure that out, though.
Yeah, so we got Wrestle Cave. You say you don't like Cult Cave. Was it them or somebody else?
It was Cult Cave. Don't like them.
Don't like them?
They banned me for calling
CM Punk. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He's a snowflake from Chicago.
Oh, wait a second. Do we have any fuck yous to anybody? Fuck the free thinkers.
The free thinkers.
Nah, they're not around anymore. They got the band.
You'd be surprised.
They're still
around. So let me get this straight. You're like, fuck Cult to Kayfabe, but these guys, it's not worth getting angry about.
Because I don't hear from them.
I do.
We got... Man, I feel like it's outdated now or some of these.
Shout out to Josh Ho.
Yeah, Josh Ho's 5 Takes Day. You could find on... The link is on our Facebook page, Ian Zagiri Pro Wrestling Discussions.
Special shout out to the man's man, Haystack Hastings. Hopefully you'll be here next week because we miss you. And we need to get some ramen.
He'll be here for All In, right?
Definitely will be here for All In.
But we're not doing a show for All In.
It doesn't matter.
I think we should do a special
show.
No,
we don't need to do a special show.
We don't need to do a special show. We're just going to watch.
We're
going to
watch his fans instead of critics.
Fans? Huh.
Something I haven't done in a while as far as pay-per-views go.
Let's see, what else?
The guys from Wrestling Still Rules.
The Hart Foundation and... Oh,
if you're into fantasy, I feel like you should be the one talking about it. I'll try to say it.
Okay. Also, forgot to mention this earlier. Shout out to Ty Dillinger and Peyton Royce. They got engaged. Yes. Didn't even know they were together, to be honest with you.
Is it a 10-10-10 moment?
But congrats to them.
Is that what she says in bed? It's a 10! It's a 10! I'm DB Richards.
We ain't cutting it that short. Yeah. We're not going to end it like that. Yeah, but The Miz still has it best. Whenever he's in the bed, he goes for the money shot. Awesome!
All right. I'm JB.
What else do we got? I was going to get to this. Okay, so for the people that go to Integrity Pro Wrestling Discussions, if you want to go to a fantasy league, is a big part of it.
If you like, pick. Oh my gosh, everybody wants to talk to you tonight.
Yeah, no, why am I so popular? Oh, come on. Yes, you're welcome. Thank you. All right.
Why is he sending you shit for?
He sent me a big poop emoji.
I know. So, if you like picking matches, you know what I mean, like The Miz versus Daniel Bryan.
You do match predictions, you get points. It's all casual plays for fun.
Yes. If you want to donate some money to our cause, to buy gifts.
Yes, that'd be because awesome. We cannot say fees, because people don't like fees, so we like to sound like we're
poor and
don't have jobs, which we all do.
We have jobs, but we're paying bills, and we can't support everybody's habits.
We had habits? What are you talking about?
Yeah, he's like every week he goes, I'm coming after you, James Weiss.
Not these. He actually shook his hand. Yeah. Shook his hand. Oh, the feud is over.
The feud is over? Is it because he's in the lead?
Probably.
Oh. Or you just found out SummerSlam.
Have you moved your anger onto anybody else you're going to get overly competitive with?
We haven't started anything else yet.
Oh, we have to wait till 2K comes out.
Oh, then the feud between me and Fran starts again.
See, I don't know if I'm buying the game this year.
How many fucking reverses you can do this time, Fran?
I'm practicing. Hey, I don't know. I don't know if I'm buying the game this year.
You didn't buy the game last year.
Yeah,
I did. Even.
It's all about Fire Pro. This guy over here wants to hate. Dude, it's I don't understand.
Why do you say I didn't buy the game?
I don't remember you buying the game.
I bought the game.
I don't remember that.
I have the game.
I've never seen you play it.
I play.
Okay.
When?
I don't know.
We need to have a question on the Facebook page for anybody who's been into wrestling games. Which one is better, the Fire Pro series or 2K? The intelligent people are going to say the fucking Fire Pro series.
Well, everybody's going to say Fire Pro because compared to 2K, it's of course going to be better. You got to compare it to like the old wrestling WWE games.
I like the SmackDown versus Raw games. I don't like the ones that 2K Sports is doing.
Yeah. 2K stepped down a lot.
I mean, they've tried.
It's not that they step down; they don't put as much focus as they do for like NBA 2K.
Because that's their baby right there.
Yeah, they don't have football.
Did they start putting the same amount of attention to that as NBA? Then it would be great. But until then, it's going to be crap. It's always going to be crap.
And that's our gamer.
Yeah.
Yes.
This has been JCL.
And this is Fran. And
I'm DB Richards. That merging, I need to go do that.
I need to take my ass home. I have work in the morning. Really, I have work in like the next 4 hours, but.
Nah, you'll be alright.
Yeah, we'll see.